Welcome to the MCTV Summer Takeover.
Yes, sir.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I'm Michael.
I'm Tony.
I'm Clutch.
We're here with Clutch and Jesse Priest. We got a very fun and interesting guest today.
We have, it's our musician episode.
Got a couple of musicians in here. We've got
local musicians.
Local. From Coleman, Alabama, hip hop recording artist Clutch.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, Clutch?
Not much, just chilling, trying to check the temperature.
I got to tell you something. So the other day you texted me, and my wife and I, she's got the same kind of phone I do, similar, you know, and she had her phone, and it was actually my phone. You sent me a message, and I saw her get kind of excited. I thought, does she know local Coleman hip hop? Like, I thought that'd be kind of cool. But it turns out she thought it was an ad for purses, right? Purses. Because Clutch is also the name for a small
handbag.
A handbag. Oh, yeah. Okay. So she got excited. But then I told her, then she got excited again and said, no, we got a cool hip hop artist coming in to the station. So sure. I was looking at it. Clutch can mean a few things. There's one I didn't know. I looked it up, right? Everybody knows, you know, clutch, like your car, motorcycle has a clutch, right? Okay. We know that one. And then, you know, to grasp or hold something tight. Yeah. Okay. Here's one. A group of eggs. Have you ever heard that?
I ain't never heard
that. You've never heard that one?
A group of eggs.
A clutch can refer to a group of eggs laid by a bird or reptile at one time.
Bird or a reptile?
How about that?
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I never heard that. And then, of course, like we said, the handbag. But I don't think that's not what you're going for. You don't seem like a small handbag kind of guy.
Yeah, I wear some handbags sometimes.
Do you?
Like, yeah, like I got on this man purse right here.
Okay, I didn't see that. Okay.
But
little bit. Would you call that a clutch? No, that's not quite... Nah. It's not quite a clutch.
You know what's crazy? Somebody told me the other day that was like, bro, that's a cigarette pouch. I was like, bro, this can't be no cigarette
pouch.
Yeah,
hey, you'd be surprised in Europe. They do wear, some people wear just a small little thing just for cigarettes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cigarette pouch?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, I hadn't heard of that.
And I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Okay. And then obviously, probably what I would assume is, being able to perform in an important high pressure moment.
That's it, right?
Clutch. That's it, right?
That's it.
Okay. So can you tell me where'd it come from? Is this just
I'm just good at, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just good at doing what I'm supposed to do. Just handling my business when it's on, you know what I'm saying? When it's the time's right.
When the time's right, you jump in and get it done.
It's coming in clutch.
Coming in clutch. Are you a sports guy?
A little bit. Sometimes I just catch it when I turn on the TV, but I barely watch TV. I might catch it like on Instagram, like Facebook, something like that. But other than that, I can't tell you for real, no, like 10 NBA or NFL players.
Gotcha. But did you do any sports in high school?
I played basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah.
and were you the clutch player in basketball?
Most definitely not.
No. It wasn't happening, huh? All right. Let me throw this at you. We always ask, are you a North or South Walmart guy? Where do you shop? In Coleman.
Which is the one right there by the movie theater?
By the theater. South Walmart. South Walmart. It's kind of more fun and lively, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? Like, right behind him, that Bauer truck was there.
Yeah.
And it looked like an advertisement.
Hey.
Because it stopped right behind him, and then it just
we timed it perfectly.
On.
They called me. I told them. I said, be there right when you need to. Yeah, North and South Walmart. Here's the thing. Lately, have you noticed the North Walmart had a big renovation? They're like, they overhauled the whole place.
They completely changed
big overhaul.
Everything.
I used to work at the South Walmart years ago. Mm-hmm. Y'all probably don't know this. Yeah, I worked in the Garden Center for a little bit. It went a long time.
Wait, you worked in the Garden Center?
Yeah, Garden Center.
You know, like a garden person.
Really?
Oh, gardener mine.
No, you know, it wasn't so much that as much as like lifting the bricks to load onto trucks and mulch. A lot of mulch loading in the springtime. A lot of mulch loading.
What about Marvin's had Marvin's March Mulch Madness the other day?
Did they? I didn't know.
In March, yeah. That was a...
I bet that was nuts.
That was a mouthful.
Springtime, people want mulch. But yeah, you know, it could get rough sometimes being, working at Walmart. The North Walmart, they just put in a whole lot of new self-checkouts. Do y'all do the self-checkout?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a big self-checkout guy, but it seems like every time I go, even with the new renovation, they're always some broken.
Oh, they're not broken. It's just they're... Walmart doesn't have enough people to watch the self checkout.
Whoa, wait a minute. So we don't have enough people to watch to handle the self checkout.
The self checkout.
We got to watch.
That doesn't make sense.
That's crazy.
My dad refuses to go to a store.
Yeah.
And have the self checkout.
He doesn't like self checkout. Why?
No, he's against it. He just
like in principle, he's out on self checkout.
And I mean, it made me mad too. I went to the dollar store the other day.
Yeah.
And I use their self-checkout.
Yeah.
And like I grabbed my bag to move to the other side and it scanned two more items that were in the bag. And you can't take that off.
Oh, a double scan.
So I had to call somebody over there and they had to come over there and then check my bags to make sure I wasn't trying to steal some cereal bars or something.
Okay, musicians. Guys, I want a song. Clutch, I want a song about self-checkout. Is that in the book? Is that possible? Does that fit into the scheme of any of your songs?
Self checkout.
Not really.
Nah.
Okay. Jesse, can we get a country song about self checkout? Is that gonna fit anywhere?
Would it be more like a parody song though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's a part of our daily lives, right? Yeah. I think we should be singing about it a little. What's going on with it? Why aren't they all open? I feel like all the lanes should be wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like when you used to go to Walmart and it was just people. There was one lane open.
Yeah. It's the same difference. It's just...
Same difference. Except these are it's automated.
I feel like everything is going to finna be automated like in the next 5 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have y'all seen it in the music business?
Yeah, they got AI out now.
AI.
That AI something deadly.
What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
Would you use an AI beat?
No.
Nothing. You're not touching it.
Mm-mm. Have you heard some of these AI songs that have come out?
The ones I've heard are kind of rough, but now listen to this, though. Some of the newest ones I've heard that's just music, no vocals.
They're pretty good.
Man.
The music's not bad, but still.
They're hard to tell the difference.
The only thing good that's came out of AI music, in my opinion, is he sang country singer. He had a stroke.
Oh, what is his name?
I don't know.
Randy Travis.
That's it. Yeah. Randy Travis was able to re-release.
He done a whole album.
He did an AI album.
Pretty kind of AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clutch, where are you at on this? What are you going to... So you don't want to touch it?
Nah, I can't mess with it. I just feel like it takes out from being organic.
I do too. Well, Jesse, see, you're the same kinda way. Like, what did they do years ago when... that rapper's name. He come out and perform with Snoop Dogg via hologram. Who was that?
Oh, hologram. Oh,
y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
But they played the recording, though, right? Like it was a recording of his performance, and then you had the hologram.
And Snoop kind of did the back and forth.
Was it Nipsey Hussle?
No, I can't remember who it was.
I think that's... It was Nipsey Hussle.
Was it? I don't know.
But...
I just remember that it got a lot of hype because a hologram performance of somebody that was gone.
And then you know that Drake and that Kendrick Lamar beef.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, they was putting AI all on that.
What is that? So what? Okay, Clutch, whose side are you on there?
I ain't on nobody's side.
Nobody? You stay out of it?
I'm staying out of it.
At all? Okay. You don't touch it. It's heated.
Yeah, but they... Both definitely doing their thing.
Yeah. It's helping them both, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question, is it real beef or is it like...
Think it's staged?
Brought up beef. Yeah. Like, I mean...
I think a little bit of it is real beef.
Okay.
Because Drake likes to get into beefs with a lot of people.
I guess. I just don't know.
Chris Brown. Drake and...
Clutch, do you have beef with anybody in the hip hop game?
Nah, I don't beef with people.
You don't beef.
I don't beef with nobody.
Jesse, you got any beef in the country game?
Not really.
No beef.
No.
Maybe we need to create some. You know, we need to kind of, you know,
stir the pot.
Helps the numbers,
Is there any not really necessarily beef, but is there any artists that you're like, I refuse to listen to them,
like from locally?
Locally, nationally, no matter.
Nah, not for real. I listen to everybody for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, in my opinion, and this is just me, like, music is a universal sound, and that's like a place where we can all find common ground. I mean,
I like that.
You know, we come from two different backgrounds of music, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Clutch, or even me and Michael, and me and Tony.
Sure.
But there's somebody out there that we can all agree is like a good artist.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Find in the middle.
You know, so I don't really.
So you think the beef thing's just, it's a what, a waste of time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to base my beliefs upon a person. Like, yeah, their political stuff or all this, that might vary from me, but
yeah,
if they got a good song out, I'll, you know, respect that.
Yeah.
And be like, that's a good song.
Clutch, do you do any any songs? You have anything about Coleman? Like hometown stuff?
I don't think so.
Nothing yet? Okay. I'm waiting on that shout out to MCTV and a song.
I got you.
That's a little, you're getting too corporate then, right? You're talking about businesses and,
I don't know, I mean, everybody.
Walmart and man,
everybody's got
Waffle
favorite
House.
Business. Hey, listen, don't you be dissing Waffle House now.
Oh, yeah, Waffle House is fire. No, man, they, one they, in the morning, two
oh,
in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
No, they've made a lot of songs about Waffle
House. There's a lot of Waffle House songs, yeah. You don't hear a lot of Walgreens songs.
No.
You
know? No CVS. Because
they're down in the corner.
No public
street. Public.
Ain't nobody saying about public.
No, Jesse, maybe that's where we need to step in. We need like a Walgreens song, like North Walgreens, Coleman, North
Bougie
Walgreens.
Shop at Target.
Yeah.
Target.
Clutch, come on. We gotta get a song, you know, get some lines about North Walgreens.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound very cool, though, does it?
Like, hey, you can make anything sound cool.
Yeah. Okay. In the right hands, the artist can shape it, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. All right. All right. Clutch and Coleman. It's date night. What are you doing?
Date night?
Yeah.
Like date night, what you mean? Like going on a date?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got? If you got,
where are you taking?
Where are you going?
Honestly, I'm leaving Coleman.
You're going out of town. Yeah. Right.
But if I had to stay in Coleman, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd probably go walk around the park.
Yeah, walk around, and go to the parks.
I'll probably go like get some food, then go like bowling or something like that.
The bowling alley?
Yeah, and then after that.
Do you got a favorite restaurant in town?
Oh, I got a couple. I like Grumpy's.
Grumpy's?
Yeah, I like
what do you,
Grumpy's.
Pizza, spaghetti, lasagna?
Spaghetti.
The spaghetti, that's what I do, man.
Yeah,
I
go, you got to put ranch on the spaghetti, though. A lot of people don't like ranch on spaghetti.
Wait,
spaghetti.
Hold up. You put ranch on your spaghetti?
Yes, ranch and cheese. If you put ranch and cheese and just mix it up, I swear it's going to be the best.
What?
Yeah. He's putting ranch on everything.
Yes.
That's what I'm with you on.
Jesse's
like
a ranch guy. Tony,
I like
Tony's
ranch,
shaking his head.
But
what's wrong with ranch?
I like ranch. I just ain't putting it on my spaghetti.
Oh, come on.
He's going to be curious
once.
Now. So
yeah, you're
going to
try.
I'm probably going to try.
You're going to try. Clutch, how much are you putting on, like, a dollop? Like, how much is, you know, like
how much
a little...
Is- Yeah,
probably like, I probably put like 4 or 5 swirls on it.
4 or 5 swirls?
Yeah,
because that's a lot.
Because the bowl of spaghetti probably be like that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting a big bowl.
I love spaghetti.
But that's a lot of ranch. 4 or 5. I'm imagining like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to top.
Now, here's the big question. Homemade ranch or like store-bought ranch?
No, homemade all day.
I can get a store. Look, Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah.
What is your problem?
I think it's
Hidden Valley Ranch.
I think it's even
Hidden Valley Ranch?
I think it's even different, like, when you buy Hidden Valley in the packet and make it at home.
Yeah, I can do the pack.
That's way different than buying the Hidden Valley bottle.
You think so?
Yes. Yes.
I think it's the same.
Nah, it tastes different.
Michael, your palate's bad.
Oh, no. The other day you said he had a refined palate because of the Pop-Tart debacle. Remember? He wrote Pop-Tart a message.
That's right. I got a fine, refined palate.
For
Pop-Tarts.
His
palate
don't know what's going on.
Ranch. I know about ranch. Man, get it out of the bottle. It's just as good.
Homemade ranch is top tier.
Clutch, what else do you put ranch on? Anything else like that other people might not?
Really just like burgers and...
See, I've done that.
Burgers,
like chicken nuggets, like chicken sandwiches, stuff
chicken,
like that.
Yeah. Chicken.
Other than that... Salad, but I rarely eat salad. Like, I don't even eat salad.
You don't eat salad. Nah. So you're going spaghetti and ranch.
Yeah.
Do you have to tell them bring out the ranch?
Yeah. I won't eat it if they don't have ranch or cheese.
You're not touching it if it doesn't have ranch.
They should just go ahead and make like a dish.
A clutch spaghetti. The clutch.
Spaghetti.
The clutch.
All right. You need to go talk to Grumpy's about that.
Yeah, there it is.
Go talk to Grumpy's about, hey, man.
We need to get the clutch.
We want the clutch.
Spaghetti with ranch.
That'd be it right there.
What about garlic bread?
Oh, yeah.
That's fire.
Got the bread.
So you mix ranch with the red sauce?
Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is you
want to
get
Tony, what about this? Like,
Tony, where can't else get is off it going?
I don't know. So I don't know. Where, you might where? Just get a bowl of noodles and then I don't know.
So what you want to do is you want to get the spaghetti and stuff and you want to just make the plate, put it in the bowl.
Yeah.
And then what you want to do is just melt the cheese. You can microwave it or whatever. Just put some cheese. I use like three of them.
What kind of cheese?
American
cheese.
Okay.
American cheese, yellow. And then what you want to do is melt it. And once you melt it, you just
mix in that ranch.
Mix in the ranch. All right. Off.
All right. So you said you're going to go out of town. Where are you going if you go out of town? Huntsville, Birmingham?
Oh, like on a date night?
Yeah.
Huntsville or Birmingham?
Yeah. What do you do in Huntsville?
Bowling. Same
bowling.
Thing. Yeah, bowling, arcades.
Arcades. Yeah.
Like Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's situation.
That's it.
Yeah.
What about Top Golf? You guys like Top Golf?
Yeah, I'll Top Golf. Like, I'm like not good, but
I hate golf, but Top Golf's
Top Golf's fun.
Michael, yeah. You ain't good at nothing.
Okay. Okay, Tony. Top Golf challenge, then I can beat you at Top Golf.
Is that a threat?
That's a challenge.
Oh, we're gonna have to go play Top Golf.
Yeah,
man, I can definitely beat you from this side to the end.
I'm terrible at golf, but I know I can beat you.
Why can't we get a Top Golf in town?
Because there's two Top Golfs.
Do you think we're big enough to justify?
I know we are.
Jesse's all in on Top Golf.
Dude, we're growing. Coleman is growing.
Nah, not compared to Birmingham and Huntsville. Birmingham and Huntsville, the population is like 500,000.
You open it, they'll come.
Okay. Do y'all even go to the... We got putt-putt, don't we?
No, I went there the other day for my...
Somebody had fun zone?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No, it's... Something different City... Now.
City Entertainment.
City...
Is that what it is?
Putt-putt or something like that?
Yeah.
It's some kind of new name, I forget.
Yeah, but it's putt-putt, but yeah. I've never been.
I've been.
Never been?
Never been.
Is it fun? I mean, yeah. No, it's not...
It's challenging.
Yeah. You sportsman's light putt putt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I forget
used to do that. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
I guess it's still there.
Yeah, no, yeah, still
there. They've kind of fixed it up a little bit.
They have a.
That's something I think that people kind of forget that's even in Coleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sportsman's light because that's some groovy stuff.
Sportsman's light.
I mean, you can get the paddle boats.
Yeah.
They got these little bicycles you can rent, and they
at Smith at Sportsman's Lake.
Yeah.
They got a lot going on at Sportsman's Lake.
Like.
It's
the
a
train
great place.
Ride, man. They got a new train.
Great place for a date.
Then, like, absolutely. What, on Tuesdays now, they're having the food trucks or something?
Yes, they got food trucks Tuesday nights. Or is it Tuesday as well?
No, it's Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights. I don't want to, the best part about Sportsman's Lake, I don't want to say because I don't want it to, I don't want to get overcrowded, you know, where, like,
true.
The parts I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to give away the...
The jewel.
But Sportsman's Lake has some nooks and crannies that are cool, right?
I was out there the other day, matter of fact.
On a date?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
There you go.
I was about to say, Sportsman's Lake's a good place to date.
Oh, yeah.
For the kids. Yeah. Take the kids or just whatever. By yourself. Walk around.
That's a groovy little
feed the ducks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of ducks, one time we were doing a photo session out there. And I just saw some man and his kid just scoop up a couple of the ducklings. And I'm like,
they did not.
Yeah. And they just walked off.
They did not.
They walked off. I was like, is that legal?
What do you mean?
No. They just scooped up the ducklings and walked off.
Took the ducks.
They took
is
the ducks.
Is it legal to go to Walmart and scoop up some ducklings out there?
I don't know.
You know what
listen,
I'm saying?
Is this like a lunch thing or a pet thing?
I don't know. That's probably like, a pet thing. But I was like,
yeah, you
I
ain't gonna get but a couple nuggets out of some baby ducks.
I was like,
but maybe they raise them up, you know,
get some
feed
duck
them,
nuggets.
feed them, and raise them up. I don't know.
I went up to the window and I was like, hey, is that kid? Are they allowed to do that? No, they just People do that, apparently.
They do not.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, man, you know, ducks, they're expensive.
They are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, like, terrible expensive, but I guess if you don't want to go to Tractor Supply and order some.
Is that where you would normally get a duck, is Tractor Supply?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go the legal route.
Ducks,
not Sportsman's Lake.
Yeah. Legally.
Tractor Supply.
Not Tractor Supply. Yeah, but
do you
not,
got a,
not
Jesse, do you have any songs about Tractor Supply?
I don't.
Clutch? No, it's not in there.
Hey, you know, but Tractor Supply does this big, like, up and coming artist thing.
That's, really?
They sponsor some.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, something to do with, like, either the CMAs or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they have, like, it's Tractor Supply's up and coming artist or something.
Huh. Well, who knew? Clutch, I got your new next album titled Duck Thieves.
Finessing Ducks.
Finessing Ducks. All right. Tell us, what do you, when you record, what's your process? How do you write? Like, do you have it all done before you go into the studio, or what?
It really just depends, because a lot of times I'll write music, and then once I get actually in the studio and start trying to, you know, like, I go through, like, a lot of different beat selections, and I'd be like, you know what, let me just try to just punch in on some of it, and some of it I do write. But my process is I just go in there. I probably have my drink and my other necessities in there. And
what you drinking?
Jim Beam.
Okay. Jim Beam.
Apple.
Gets the creative process going.
Apple, and then I listen to the beats for like 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll just go plug in.
And we talked a little bit. I'm trying to get a sense. These beats, is that part of your process, or you have somebody that does your beats? What?
Yeah, I go through a lot of producers. I go through Blaine Gain. He's actually from Holly Pond.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Blaine Gain. Yeah, Blaine Pope. That's his name. Blaine Pope. He hard.
Really?
He hard.
And he makes beats.
Makes beats.
Local guy? Anybody?
Yeah, he produced every track on my first album.
There you go.
Too Cool for School. Yeah.
So you've got the local connection going on.
Most definitely.
All right. Sometimes you do giveaways.
Yeah.
What's that about? Like, tell us about it.
Like, when I moved to Coleman, like, I didn't know nobody.
Yeah.
So, like, I started music probably about, for real, just, like, trying to do it for real.
Yeah.
Probably, like, 5-6 years ago. And
But wait a second. You're from Coleman, though, right?
Yeah, my family's from Coleman.
But you moved.
I moved to Mississippi. I moved to Meridian, Mississippi when I was about 7.
Yeah.
And then I moved back when I was 19.
Okay, back to Coleman.
Yeah.
So when you move back, you're trying to meet people, and tell us about that.
I was just trying to, you know, just basically figure things out. And I started doing the music. I've been doing music all through my life, though. I was in a band and everything. But when I got down here, I didn't really know the area. So I was like, okay, I have time to just do the music.
Yeah.
And so music really just changed my life. It just really brung everything together. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, it just put me in the loop. So
you're trying to build the fan base, you start doing the, because I saw a giveaway. I don't know if you've got an age limit on it, but I almost drove over there to find that. I wanted that jersey.
I had so many people calling me talking about, hey, bro, I'm like, my pops, he was like, hey, I was finna go out there and get
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, when I saw that, I thought, listen, is this open to everybody? If you don't know, Clutch will a lot of times, what is it, on Instagram or
everywhere?
Okay.
Everywhere.
So take a look at Clutch's social media, and every now and then he's going to post it's kind of like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And he's going to hide. He hid a couple of pretty cool jerseys.
Yeah, I give money away. NBA jerseys. I give money away, jerseys away. I give a lot of stuff away.
You gave money away?
Yeah, I give money away.
The same way, like you just had it hiding somewhere. It's just hidden.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to be watching this thing now, and it's open to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and how long does it usually take before somebody finds it? Like, are you hiding it? You know, like how serious are you hiding?
I'm hiding it, but like I throw out clues like on my Snap or whatever.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? And like it probably take like 10-15 minutes is gone.
That's it.
Yeah,
10 or 15 minutes.
Wow,
it's gone.
So people are watching. They're ready.
Yeah.
Listen, do me a favor and do it more like early morning. It's not a lot of people. Then I've got a chance, right? I got a chance to get in there and grab a jersey.
Get up at 6 a.m., go have some cash.
That's it,
somewhere.
6 a.m.
And I really just do it. I really just do it because, like I said, I didn't know nobody. Like, music really just pushed me out to where it really changed my life. Yeah. So it's like, I have to give back. That's just the type of person I am. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
so let's be honest about something real quick. We don't have a lot of hip hop artists coming out of Coleman. So you're kind of unique in that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you think about that? Like, does that like embolden you? Because I noticed on all your stuff, you're pretty proud to say from Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
All your press releases and stuff, you know, it says Coleman hip hop artist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually a lot of people that's trying to do the hip hop genre in Coleman.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm just old and don't know about them.
Nah, they just don't.
That sounds about right.
They just don't know how to, Tony. You know.
They don't.
They're not putting it out like you. Is that what you're saying? They're not. They don't putting the word out.
They're not.
So there's some other hip hop guys. It's just.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to dig in
it's
a little
deeper.
It's
processes to it. It's steps to it.
Gotcha.
Mm. Some people don't get past them steps.
I gotcha. It's tough.
Oh yeah, most right? definitely.
Put yourself out there. Jesse knows that too.
Because it's like 10%. You see what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Okay, 10%. Like, I break it down to like people that I work with all the time. Like, it really just depends on what you're doing the music for. Some people do it for the money. Some people do it for the fame. Some people do it for both. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, it really just depends on what you're in it for. I tell a lot of people all the time, you got 50 different states and you got over 100 different cities in each state. And you got about 20 artists in each city in each state that's trying to do the same thing you're doing. So you got to stand out.
So do the math.
Yeah.
You're one out of a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
That's in anything, though. Hip-hop, country, dubstep, anything. It's so many people trying to do the same thing. And everybody's
you listening to dubstep in here? Really?
I listen to everything.
Is there anybody around here that does dubstep? That's not something. Maybe that Tony, we start DJing. That's what we're going to do. Produce some dubstep.
We're going to be dubstep.
We're going to be Coleman's next, first dubstep artist.
What's the big dubstep artist that broke up from France?
Dead Mouse.
Not Dead Mouse.
I don't know. We don't know, Tony. You tell us.
They were in, they did a song with The Weeknd.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
Get Lucky.
No, Daft Punk?
Daft Punk. We're the next Daft Punk.
They didn't break up.
Yeah, they did.
Daft Punk did not break up.
Yeah, they did, man.
Is that true?
Yes.
Somebody look that up. Is that for real?
Yes. Daft Punk broke up.
Tony,
look
that up. They did not. And that's house music anyways. It's not like dubstep.
Daft Punk is house music?
Yeah. House music.
Yeah, but is dubstep
they split
even
in
a
2021
dang.
After 28 years.
Tony knew.
Man, I know this.
Like man. What do I know?
I know the music. I know. Listen.
So
music.
They split up. Jesse Priest coming with a fact check. They split in what, 2021?
Yeah, 2021.
They're done. All right, Tony.
They were together for 28 years.
Yeah.
So that's like that's a long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, me and Tony are going to come in with some Coleman House music when we start our DJ production.
Listen, I believe that music and food are the pathway to world peace.
Music and food.
Because like Jesse said, it's everybody loves music. No matter what, you can listen. Look at look at the K-pop genre.
Mm-hmm.
You got tons of fans here, and I guarantee you, not a single one either speak or know Korean.
Do you think a lot of people in Coleman are listening to K-pop?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. They ain't loud about it.
Jesse?
Oh, I don't know, man. I ain't.
You don't mess with the K-pop.
But I mean.
Oh, I mean, I've listened to it, but I mean, I don't.
Just a different thing, huh?
I got a friend.
The beats are cool. The music's cool. The musicality is there, but
it's not your.
I don't know what they. I don't know what they're talking about.
You know what you're talking about? Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, I got a friend who listens to Mexican music.
Yeah,
not Mexican. Loves it.
Oh, I love it. I'll be in a Mexican restaurant and some jam come on, and I'm like, "Hey Siri, don't listen to me. She's gonna start answering." I'm like, you know what we got going on here?
So y'all have no problem listening to music where you don't know the lyrics?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but
no, man,
you're okay
with
that?
Mexican
no,
restaurants.
You're about the lyrics.
Yeah.
Which one are you more about, the beat or the lyrics?
The beat.
Really?
Yeah, the beat. Because if the beats, I ain't gonna lie, if the beat's trash, I can't sit there and just listen to it.
That's hard.
I think it works hand in hand.
Yeah.
I think you gotta have like
Well,
a good story.
See, you know. I would agree with that, but for example, one of that song by Sam Smith, what is it? Mama don't know that. Yeah, that song.
Okay.
That beat hits good, but the lyrics are like, this is, I don't like these lyrics at all. I don't like these lyrics at all, but the beat's really good.
Clutch, what kind of driver are you? Do you get aggressive?
Like driving?
Yeah.
Nah, I be driving slow.
You're taking it easy.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you respond to tailgaters?
I just keep on going for real.
Don't even worry about them.
Nah, I just be in my own little.
They're not world. Even affecting you.
Nah.
I like that.
I be just trying to get where I'm trying to go and get out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse, you seem like you would be aggressive. Am I wrong?
A driver?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You trying to be aggressive or you trying not to be aggressive?
I'm trying to get to where I'm going.
So in other words, you're not messing around.
Yeah, I'm not on the highway to have fun.
You're like, you're going from point A to B.
Oh, yeah.
I cruise. I cruise around, but when I got shows and stuff.
Oh, you've got places to go.
Yeah, I'm like, man, let's roll.
Things to do.
And like here in Coleman, for some reason, I don't know, everybody just threw the drive book out the window or something.
You think so? So it's just a different place happening here.
All state like troopers that. Just be giving out driver's licenses.
Yeah.
They was like, oh, everybody get one.
Yeah. Seemed like it for real.
They're pulling an Oprah on us. You get a license and you get a license.
Yeah, I could see that. Clutch, do you do any live performances?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
What? Tell us about that. What's the situation?
All right. So, like, at Baker Productions, I got a good relationship with Mr. Baker. I go in there sometimes, do live performances, and then, like, these open mics, these little music video platforms that do these little mics where they hang from the roof, and you just go in there and live perform.
I don't know that. What is that?
Yeah, it's called open mic.
Okay.
You go on YouTube. It's called open mic freestyles and stuff
freestyle.
Like that.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I guess that's my question. Like, so, I play... just this weekend, I played last night, I played tonight, and I played two tomorrow, and I play one Sunday. So that's like four shows.
That's four shows.
So I'm just like, do you get the opportunity to perform at venues?
Yes, sometimes.
Often, or, because I mean, I know it's kind of easier, I guess, in my genre of music to just go play at Hank's or Grumpy's. But is that something, you know?
Nah, like, not in Coleman. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I probably had one performance in Coleman. I was at a house party. Somebody paid me to come out there and do it. Other than that.
That sounds kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. But I don't even party no more because I be in the clubs and stuff, strip clubs and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't even really like house parties no more, to be honest. But
Wait a minute.
Yeah, like, somebody paid me to come perform at a house party. Like, I don't really go to house parties because I'd be in the clubs and stuff like that. You see what I'm
saying? Do you mean you're in the clubs? Like, just having fun or performing?
Performing.
You're playing in the clubs.
Yeah.
You perform in strip clubs?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's that like? I mean, you don't get distracted?
Nah.
Professional?
Yeah, strictly professional.
Eyes on the...
Professional, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of stuff don't excite me because I've been living the way I want to for a long time. You see what I'm saying? So it's like things that impress a lot of people don't really impress me.
I got it. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
So what about tip wise? Do you get like tips or?
Oh, no. Nah,
you know, I'm curious.
They got to pay me exactly like the booking fee.
Right. So I get paid a booking fee, but I also am allowed to like put a tip jar out and stuff. Really? So.
Do you do a tip jar?
I bet
at the strip club you might can do good with the tip jar. they got the ones already ready, right? Dude, you might need to think about that one. Get you a tip jar.
But as far as like Coleman, I have been trying to look into getting into some of the venues down here. I just don't, you know.
Yeah. Jesse, what's the weirdest thing you ever got in a tip jar?
can you say it?
I guess. Little hippie man came up one day and, you know, dropped a little baggie in my tip jar. And
what do you mean a baggie?
A little, you know, a little bag of
weed. A little reefer?
in your tip jar.
In my tip jar.
What do you do with that? That's kind
of... Well, that's the question, right? Because, you know, I'm playing miles and miles from home.
Yeah, you can't be...
I don't want to be driving with that because I'm the guy that gets lucky and gets pulled over all the time.
Tipped you a bag.
I got pulled over one night for driving too slow. Oh, and the cop's
so you're
like,
not aggressive driving.
Been, well, I mean, sometimes, but the guy was like, you know, y'all been drinking. I said, nah, dude, I just got done playing a show. I'm tired. I'm eating my chicken nuggies and jamming out to some Michael Jackson, man. Like, I don't know. Is that a crime? And so then I have a problem with authority.
Gotten
anyway.
Into the baggie is what the cop was thinking.
Yeah, he done thought. But no, yeah, somebody actually tipped me that.
Okay.
On more than one occasion.
All right.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, that's pretty bold.
Wow. Yeah.
To go up and just throw that in a tip jar.
That's different. That's, I wasn't expecting that.
And people,
what about phone, like phone numbers or something? You get that sometimes?
No, I mean, in the past, but
yeah,
I just not. No, yeah. I mean, it'll... Every now and then, people also like, I play at family friendly venues a lot.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. So, people that aren't passing their numbers out, probably.
Right, yeah.
I gotcha.
I don't know. I've got drawings before.
Huh. Really?
Have drawn some me art? Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Clutch, how do you do your. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, I was going to say the art, is it like little kid drawings or is it
well
like,
there have been some kids some that kid have drawn some stuff
like and super like detailed and
that well now I've also got super like there's this one woman we were playing in Panama City for bike week and she drew something on like one of these mini art easel things.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
that's
and
cool.
Gave it to me after the show.
Clutch, how do you handle your album art? Is that important to you?
Oh yeah, that's
or is that just secondary?
Nah, that's really like, see, that's the business part of things. That's a real big factor in it.
Really? Yeah, your album art?
Yeah, because the cover art.
Are you doing AI?
Nah.
No.
Nah, I got a person. I got a...
You've got an artist? Like a graphic artist?
Yeah, I got a graphic designer.
And they do the cover art?
Yeah.
Are you over that? Like, you're saying, okay, I kind of have this idea, or I want it to be like this, or do you just say, give me something, and let's see let's work with it?
I'll give them, like, the theme, and I'll send them pictures to do it, and then I'll just... do it the best way they can, but really everything's in-house. Like my graphic designer, like I'm with that person a lot
week.
So it's really like a friendship more than anything. But okay. The cover art that definitely plays a big part in the getting the music out there, because everybody wants to look at something. Like if you're scrolling on your phone through music and you see a cover art that just stands out, you're gonna be like, what is this? You're gonna click it and you'll probably play like 1-2 songs, and if the songs are good, you're gonna go through the whole album.
You've got some music videos.
Oh yeah,
what's that process like? I'm okay. Let me just say this, and don't take this the wrong way, because I think it's part of you've mentioned kind of this authenticity kind of aspect of your marketing. The videos sometimes to me I like it because it looks like you just walked into a store, said let's do it, and started just going at it.
Yeah, rapping. That's how I go.
That's how. Okay.
None of my videos are scripted.
Really?
No.
You just it's just off the cuff.
It's just
in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of how we did when we did our.
We did, video. Yeah. We did a video for Jesse Priest Music, and that's kind of how we did it. Off the cuff, went out and had
I mean, we had a couple ideas, but
had a party out in the Priest compound, as we call it, in Holly Palm. But that's no secret, I guess, right, Jesse?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
So where do you do your videos, Clutch? You just do you? I mean, you.
I do them all over, for real. Like, sometimes I might go out of town and shoot some. Sometimes I might shoot some in the city when I'm here. It just really just depends on what type of mood I'm in, because I only shoot music videos when I'm like, okay, I got this song or I got this album from the drop. I need to go ahead and just get the business side of things ready.
Sure.
And I'll just go ahead and just start shooting videos.
What's the decision on what type of, which song you're going to make a music video of? Like, you can have a whole album, it's got 15 songs, which songs...
Which one gets the video?
How do you pick which song you're going to make a music video for?
Just the beats, like the beats and really what I'm talking about in the music. Like, if I'm trying to get a point across...
That's the one you're going to make a video?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's kind of like, you know, the way I look at it, I do. Like, if I got a whole album coming out, I'm going to do the title track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you had to pick the title track, right?
Right.
You kind of had to... All right. So you know, do you know before the album's done, like, I've got the title track? Or is it after it's done, you say, this is the best? Hard to say?
Kind of. No, I say for me right now, it's I'm just releasing singles at the moment instead of
albums. Is the album thing, is that done?
It ain't done, but, like, they claim that you're supposed to release, like, a 10-song album.
Yeah.
And then, like, a 3-song EP, 3 or 4-song EP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then drop the a couple singles. Mm-hmm. But then come album. Back out and put, like, your latest single on another album. And then so start the process over again.
Gotcha. Huh,
I didn't, you know what? I'm going to start digging into that, because I think, like, some of the artists I follow, that's what they do, and I didn't realize that
they'll drop the single.
Drop a single.
Like, take Luke Combs, for example. Uh-huh. He'll drop, like,
he dropped Fast Cars.
Fast Cars. Yeah. And then he dropped something else, and then all of a sudden the whole album came out. So it was like a couple singles, and he's like, oh, it's a teaser, because, you know, the whole thing's about to drop. So.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
They claim there's science to it.
Clutch, do you have we know you do a lot of good stuff. We know you are talented, but I got a question for you. What's the worst song you ever wrote?
The worst song I ever wrote.
Do you have one, you know, like, right? You've got it. Like, it came to your head right there.
Yeah, it was called Sauce.
That's
my first Sauce. That was the first song I ever dropped in my life.
And you're saying that was the worst.
You don't perform that one no more.
Nah.
Like, that one's in the back in the history. Yeah,
I deleted it off YouTube. It got
you just deleted it. You said, I'm done with this.
It got a lot of views on YouTube, but like, it didn't get a lot of views. It got like 27K, something like that.
Yeah.
So it was like, I looked at it, I was like, how did this song get 27K?
That's pretty good for the worst song you've done.
Yeah. That song was trash. That's when I was sitting back like, how did it get 26K, 27K?
But,
like,
that's a testament maybe to you got something good going.
But that's the moment that I knew right there. I'm like, dang, I didn't hit 27K on my first song. I might as well just keep going. Uh-huh. So that's what really
gave you kind of the encouragement to keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Jesse, you kind of said the same thing. We asked Jesse the same thing a couple weeks ago about what's his worst song. And it was kind of one of his early hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I guess, like, because some of the songs that we might not like, y'all might like them.
That's
but some
right.
of the songs that we like, y'all might hate them.
That's right.
We never really know.
You don't know what the reaction's going to be.
Nah. You don't. I mean, because, you know, I've wrote stuff. And I'm
that's
like,
the industry, baby.
That's going to be good that's right it. Here. And then people are like, oh, yeah, it's okay. It's not my favorite.
I like that song.
I like it, but it's not my favorite.
Tony, how are we gonna know with our house production DJ duo?
Hey, man, well, it seems like with two artists and they both say their first song was
the worst. We just need to get that one out.
Just need to get that one out. Like, this one's terrible.
Yeah.
I hate it. Yeah. Drop it, let it fly, and then we keep going. Like Clutch said, we just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then...
But... What if you run into the fact that you got something like, you know, Black Betty? That song came out, one hit wonder. Like,
that was their one song.
See,
I don't even know if anybody knows
Rick Ashley.
Yeah, Never Gonna Give You Up.
You're Never Gonna Give You Up.
The one.
But I think what
wonder.
Helped him is that turned into a meme.
Yeah.
And everybody was getting.
What's another one hit wonder?
There's quite a few.
Yeah, there's a few. That's a genuine fear.
A lot of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
But then again, in my opinion, is if you ride a one-hit wonder and you're getting
millions of streams, or are they one-hit wonder for us and they're still playing?
Like, no, see, well, that's the thing. That's what I was getting at. You got millions of streams, that fuels the passion. So you might have made a one-hit wonder and you've made tons of money off of it. So... You can just keep doing whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clutch, where's your music?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Apple.
Tidal.
Spotify.
It's out there.
It's everywhere.
YouTube.
How do they find it? What like the what's the handle?
Oh, you're gonna type in OSO space CLUTCH on everything.
Oh, so Clutch.
On Instagram is OSOCLUTCHBOII.
OK.
Okay. And then Facebook is also clutch. I rarely use Facebook like that, but I rarely use really anything besides Instagram and YouTube. Those are my two main platforms.
You told me you were hanging out with somebody recently. You're in Huntsville.
Trippy.
Who's that? Trippy?
Trippy Red.
Trippy Red.
Yeah.
I looked him up. He's got some hits.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah. Y'all going to try to get something together?
Trying. Most definitely trying.
Okay. So maybe we can look forward to something coming out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And you got some things coming down the pipe?
Yeah, my album's supposed to come out. It's supposed to come out. Yeah, it's going to come out. It's going to come out on July 4th.
Independence Day.
There you go, Independence Day.
Yeah.
What's the name of the album?
The Biggest Risk Taker.
The Biggest Risk Taker.
The Biggest Risk Taker. There you go.
You got your album art done?
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of tell, what's it like?
I'm hanging out the sunroof.
Biggest Risk Taker.
Downtown.
In Coleman?
Yeah.
Nice.
Downtown, right over there in front of
Dutch's Baker?
Right there in front of, what's that? Moe's.
Oh, on this side, across, yeah. Right over here, mm-hmm. Right near us, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Biggest Risk Taker.
Yeah.
Y'all take a, be on the watch for it, July 4th.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely
heat. A few weeks away.
It's all heat.
Every song coming out.
Every song on it. 113.
You got a favorite song on there?
They're all good. Yeah, because I feel like I done mastered my voice, you see what I'm saying?
There you go.
Is this with your Holly Pond guy?
Nah,
it's a different producer.
Yeah, it's a whole different producer.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be looking for it. I'll tell you what, gentlemen. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
MCTV Summer Takeover.
We got
Head Clutch in the house. Jesse Priest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Michael Sapp. Thanks for watching. And we're always here with our favorite Antonio Cipollari.
Yes, sir.
Take a listen. We're taking over
your phones, your Facebook, your Instagram, your YouTube, everything this summer.
We're taking it over. So join us. Keep an eye out. We got some new episodes coming. Thanks for watching.
Stay groovy.